It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
I did cause all the problems, okay. But then I apologized. Okay. And then I think we're good now. I believe my purpose here on Earth, I'm a bullshit police officer. Okay. I'm the bullshit police. All of you have either quit or been fired before. Andrew, did you quit?
A little of both.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Hey, it's Jeff Lewis, and I have issues. In today's episode, Tracy Tudor and Megan Weaver join the show. We talk about freak water accidents, Tracy's acting career, and my missing money. What is happening with Million Dollar Listing? Are you done shooting?
We just wrapped shooting at the end of the year. A couple pickups. We're not on the schedule yet. Hopefully, I mean, the fans are kind of upset.
Why?
Bravo. Because we would typically air in January.
Oh, so when did you guys end the last season? But they
usually
quickly.
Like March, April. No, because we shoot forever.
Yeah, but
and
they
so
moved
we're always
quickly.
Off the air. We're always off the air for a minute because it takes so long to shoot our seasons.
Right. So you finish in March or April of last year, and then you've already shot the whole next season.
Yeah.
That's actually pretty quick. And then you'll be on. You think? I mean,
it could be. They haven't slated the date yet. It could be like, or you know, end of first quarter. It could be March. Could be April. Could be. I don't even know.
Any new agents?
In the show?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, so it's the same. So it's the Altmans, it's you, it's Josh Flagg.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I was looking at your Instagram and I noticed that you were, it looked like you were on vacation with Andrew, which is Josh's ex-boyfriend.
Yes.
But that's not the case.
No, I was not on vacation with Andrew. However, I've been going to Sun Valley, Idaho since I was like 5 and... But the buyers live down the street from me.
Andrew's family.
And they're always there during the holidays. So we actually got to hang out.
Okay. And then Josh doesn't have a problem with that, you hanging out with his ex, because he's friendly.
Totally friendly.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. Andrew's a sweetheart. Super fun. He's so rich.
Oh,
nice.
Wow. I know. I really wanted to hang out at his house more than mine.
Oh. Yeah.
And then speaking with hanging out with your ex, how are you doing, Megan? Welcome back.
I'm doing well. Thank you, Jeff. Good to see you.
Yes.
Good to see you, Shane.
Good to see you.
It's been a hot minute.
It has. So Hollywood Housewives Season 2, Episode 6 is now streaming. So they're all streaming now, 1 through 6. So 6 came out this week. Just so you know, like this, it was a coincidence that I had you booked today because I didn't know what was happening in 6 because I saw the episodes like long time ago.
Right.
And they've tweaked them since then.
Yeah.
So I see like the first cut and then I don't really look at it again until it airs. But I did catch up. So, you know, we had some bumps in episode 6,
this.
And
yeah,
it looks like
do.
It's going to carry over in episode 7.
Oh, boy.
What bothers me about this, Megan, is that you and I have been doing this for a long time. We film something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we have a conflict, and then we resolve it.
And we
and
move
then
on, yeah.
7 months later,
it
you have to relive it.
You do.
Worst.
And you know what's funny? It's like, I really felt like a Kardashian last night. Like, Let me clarify. Meaning that you find out like that these girls, these sisters who filmed something together months and months ago, then when it airs and they look at the edit or whatever it is, however they see the cut, it brings up all the old emotions from that fight that they had back.
Yeah.
And you are like, you know, you realize, well, when it happens to you, which watching it again last night, I was like, oh, God, I remember this. And it brings back up that conflict I had with Jeff that we have gotten over, you know, months and months ago, but it kind of brings it all back up to the surface. I mean, for a minute, I went to, you know, I was like, oh, ouchie, that doesn't feel good anymore. But then you kind of, you know, go to bed and you wake up and you're like, okay, well, that's
because you say things, obviously, when you're hurt or you're disappointed or you're angry. And then, and again, it was like 7 months ago. And then the problem is that, you know, when you go and you talk things through and you make up, you don't necessarily repeat every single thing you said because, number one, I don't remember.
Yeah.
Of course.
And so now, like, shit comes up where I'm like, oh, I didn't apologize for that.
No, exactly. But you can do it now.
Hard.
Now's the time. No time like the present.
Well, we did address it a bit on the after show because, and I have nothing to do with the edit, but, you know, it looks like Christina Ricci's project, it was delayed, but there was a lot of different issues.
She's pretty fabulous.
She's awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, speaking of which,
I was in a movie with her.
I know you were. We found out. I didn't even know you acted. How did this happen? 1991.
There's a lot of things you don't know. I don't remember what year it was, but it was filmed at the Pink Motel, and I was Robert Wagner was my pimp in the movie,
Ooh.
And I was a cheerleading hooker.
Nice,
Sam.
Wow.
Typecast.
Yeah, really.
I was just thinking that.
No one's ever going to believe that.
I don't know. No.
Did you die? Is it like a horror film?
No, I didn't die. I was just toying around, let's say, with two guys in the movie. Was it
a sex scene?
Were they young?
It wasn't a sex scene. It was just more of a playful, I've got them in the motel room and I'm bossing them around and spanking them with my pom-poms.
Ooh, fun.
And how did your parents feel about that when you did that movie?
There's a lot of things I did in my 20s that my parents probably don't approve of. But listen, we're doing okay today.
Yes, you
would
are.
Would the title of that movie be No Vacancy?
That's correct.
That's hot.
Wow.
Was it a thriller? Was it a horror movie? Is it something we need to...
So it was actually a comedy. Romance. It was like a Timothy Oliphant and Christina Ricci and Robert Wagner as the pimp.
Nice.
And so I didn't even realize you had a whole acting career before... Before Jeff Lewis Live.
There's not much there, Jeff.
Short-lived.
Okay. Yeah, very short-lived. There was another one where I took my top off, and it was a political
thriller.
Well,
you took your top off this morning, too.
Exposure?
Well, that expose.
Expose. I don't have my glasses.
Just don't even bother. I don't even know. They added a bunch of gratuitous nudity to it after. I mean, I like signed my life away. This was like before I had an agent. I was a senior in college, and I had a love scene in it. And I just remember showing up to set, and I was such a wreck, and I took a puff off of the joint just to, like, get through it.
Yeah.
You took your top off?
I did.
Wow. Okay. So how do we find that?
It's just right there on the internet.
But do they look the same? Because you probably had them done five times since then.
No, they don't look the same. They definitely don't. It's a little more natural days.
Are you, like, tied up in it?
It's possible.
Is that you?
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, that's my back. But then, like, after it was over, they added all this gratuitous nudity to it, and then all of a sudden I was like, oh my god, this is like, there was only like two love scenes in the thing, and I remember talking to my acting coach. I'm tied up. I was trying to take down the senator in blackmail scheme, and
I didn't even know you were an actress.
Yeah. Well, I was
for a minute.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so back to Hollywood Housewives.
Speaking of actresses.
Whoops.
So yeah. we had, I think the one thing that went really awry that had nothing to do with Megan was that, but you got blamed for it, is that she referred her contractor. And now you had negotiated with Rafi, and then I came in and we did an agreement, right? So Rafi was the contractor. But Rafi didn't tell us that, and this is a home makeover show, so we have
little time. Yeah.
He didn't tell us that. Right after he signed the contract, that he was going to Europe for 3 weeks. But he assured us that his people, that they were going to take care of us.
Yeah.
They're going to be there, blah, blah, blah. Well, for 3 weeks, nobody was there.
Yeah.
And so then I was put in an uncomfortable position because then I had to fire him from, you know, from Europe.
Well, because we didn't have anybody there working because he was gone and these guys listened to him and he cracks the whip. Yeah, exactly.
And the problem was is that you had a couple other things going on. I mean, you were juggling the season with your current design clients. So Jamie, he's a very good assistant and a good project manager. He used to work for Megan. He's green, right? So you've been doing construction long enough, Tracy. Mm-hmm. Megan has done, we know it. Like, after a while, we know the excuses are bullshit.
Right.
But they kept lying and lying and lying to Jamie.
We'll be there.
And so finally, after 3 weeks, I'm like, we're done.
Yeah.
Like, we have to fire them. We've got to bring other people
Which
in.
Was the right call.
Right.
100%.
But we just kept showing up like every 3 days and nobody was there.
Yeah. It was frustrating. Mm.
And somebody has to take
But then blame. I got thrown under the bus for it.
Yeah, I was like, where does Megan
In the edit, it looked like Jeff was blaming me for the delay, which it wasn't my fault. It was the contractor who wasn't there.
Of course, yeah.
Yes, but, you know, it's like, you know, someone has to take responsibility. You know what I'm saying? I was aware. I was told the same bullshit that Jamie was told that you were told.
Yeah.
This is why it's like a little scary to refer people.
Yes,
like, people
I totally
ask me
agree.
For contractors
and he's
all
a
the
great
time.
Contractor.
He's a great contractor.
But
he's actually working with me on something right now.
I'm
and he's
sure
fantastic.
He is. It's just and
he
they
just didn't tell us.
You could have a great experience with them, and then you hand them off to someone else, and they don't show up, and then it makes you look bad, and you're like, the referrals are tough,
especially when people always ask me for referrals. When they don't have the leverage I do.
Right.
So if I have done nine projects with them over the last 24 months, if I say jump, they jump. Mm-hmm. But I never worked with this guy before. He doesn't give a fuck about me or to care about me. So, it's a little different when you have a long-term working relationship with someone.
Yeah, for sure.
And he should have told us that he was going on a three-week European vacation. That's kind
well,
of
he's doing
you start
well.
With that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't go on a three-week European vacation.
But then he had started some of the work, so it was a little bit complicated because then I had to figure out, okay, here's the total job price contract mm-hmm. that we signed, but you didn't complete 85% of the work.
Yeah.
So we had to like negotiate and come up with what was, because I was not going to stiff
was completed,
him.
Yeah.
No, of course.
He did do the demo. He did do the trash haul away. Mm-hmm. So we had to figure out, I think maybe some plumbing. We had to figure out what was fair.
Owed. Yeah.
But I still think I overpaid him, but I didn't want any drama.
Yeah. We had to get it done.
Where exactly in Europe was he?
Italy.
Wow.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ciao.
Doing well.
I don't know. I
he
have no
called.
Idea.
Anyway.
Well, he's expecting his people to show up.
No, they never show up.
You know what I'm so sick of too? It's the same excuses mm-hmm. today. What was the yesterday? Oh, the truck, the alternator.
It's always the car.
It's always the truck. He has to go get a part for the truck. And then
an alternator. When they start to get real specific, you know they're lying.
Yep. Mm.
Because yesterday we got a whole where's the fabricator? The alternator in his truck,
mm-hmm.
He's getting a part, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, when you start to really over talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that you can tell is not a good liar.
Yeah.
When they overshare
yeah.
the details. I'm like, they're lying. He's lying.
Yeah. We get that with buyers.
Also in the edit, they got real creative. Just wanted to say, since I have a platform, it made it seem as though I was gone for days. I was gone for 24 hours. So in the edit, it looks like you keep showing up at the job site and Jamie's there and I'm not there, when in fact I was only gone for one day. So that was kind of confusing and made it seem a little bit more dramatic than it
However,
was.
There were, well, you were busy during the season. And so the whole I mentioned this on the after show, the whole agreement I have with Tyler, Andrew, and Megan, they all have their own existing design clients. So the agreement was, we're going to be filming for, was it 7.5 months?
Yeah.
30.
The agreement was, look, I don't want anyone to give up their current business, but what I'm going to do, I'm going to pay you $2,000 a week, all three of you, for the entire 7.5 months, but I need to be first priority. Now, I don't require anyone to film more than probably 2 days a week.
Yeah.
Right.
It was light.
At the end of each week, I wouldn't know until Sunday, but the producers would say, we're going to film on this day, this day, this mm-hmm. day. Now, we always knew we never filmed on Mondays.
Right.
Rarely.
That was
but rarely. We filmed anywhere from 1 to 4 days a week.
Tuesday through Friday.
So the deal was that you couldn't really make your schedule until you heard from production.
You can't do anything until you hear from production.
But sometimes, and not sometimes, a lot of the times, you would hear from production at 10 o'clock in the morning.
On a Monday.
Saying, hey, can you be at Jeff's house at 3 o'clock for a team meeting? And you would go. You made yourself available. Also, I think that trip to Vegas, and me missing that filming day, that Tuesday, was the only day in the 7.5 months that I didn't show up to a filming. I always made myself available, even at those last minute phone calls, which were like, show up, you know.
There was one thing where I remember there was a day where you were hungover and you couldn't do the morning film shoot, but you made it to the afternoon shoot. But we don't have to worry about that anymore because you're sober.
Wow. She is sober.
She's
on the program.
Did I say I was
75 days sober.
Yeah. 75 days.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I don't believe that there's a reason behind this.
What?
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
What's happening?
Not sure where you're questioning.
What's happening at the end of like 60, 70, 90 days?
I think she's Kyle.
What do you mean?
Do you think you're
going to
start.
Lesbian?
She's turning Kyle Rich.
Are you doing Kyle Richards?
What does that mean?
Please don't say anything about her. Like I've just booked her on the show.
Wait, what does that
Not
mean?
Not like bad, but like you're going to get all, and you're already like skinny mini, but like what
no,
are you
No, I gained
doing?
7 pounds back.
Are you having a procedure?
I am not. Oh, you
I don't
mean,
believe it.
Oh, you mean going off the alcohol in order to
yeah.
get something done?
You're prepping.
Facelift that you've
She's
been
prepping.
Waiting for.
No, I'm not. I'm,
you're just
I'm
doing
prepping
this
for a
fun?
Better life.
Can I ask you, though? I'm just curious.
A better life.
So 75 days sober.
Yeah.
You probably start to see the world very clearly, right?
Very clearly.
Okay. So do you look around at your life and be like, okay, why am I still living with Ben? I mean, I'm just curious.
That's
like,
not nice.
You, no, I'm just saying, like, no, I love Ben, but it was just an example. You know what I mean? Like, do you?
I think you do.
No, I think you do too.
Mm-hmm. You do look at things through a clearer lens. I will tell you that much. 100%.
Probably less anxiety, I'm imagining, too.
Beyond.
Energy, motivation, direction.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not interested.
But there's other things that are changing, too, which is I am addicted to sugar. I never would eat desserts. I would never order desserts.
And is that now, because you're off the alcohol?
Yes.
Well, so there's
the
your weight gain.
Your body still wants the sugar.
Yep, 7 pounds up.
Yep.
I've just hired a trainer, so I can start doing the weights like you've always told me.
Yeah.
Weights and walking. But yeah, so the sugar
is a real
thing.
That is the problem.
I know.
On, I don't know what night it was, but I'm like, I'm not going to drink tonight.
Yeah.
I was just.
The sugar.
Like, rummaging through my cabinets, through the refrigerator.
Yeah,
I gained 2 pounds in one night.
It's a struggle.
I just ate for hours.
I know.
And I wasn't even hungry.
That's the downfall.
And so I could just do one martini, just one, mm-hmm. and just sip it for 2 hours, and I'm not going to eat.
It's
That's
true.
Fair. That's good. That's
yeah,
healthy.
I went right
But then there's another
the...
drink. Then yeah. I stop. Don't stop at one.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, yeah, but I reached for the Milk Duds last night. I reached for the crunchy nerd things.
The nerd ropes?
No, the other ones, the balls with the gummy on the inside. Mm-hmm. It's so good.
And the problem is when you have kids, you got to have food in the house.
A lot.
If I had no food in the house,
I'd be fine. Just don't eat dinner.
Well, I'm trying not to eat dinner. If I don't have a drink, if I can have a drink, I don't eat dinner.
Right.
By the way, I have to tell you this right now before I forget. You did such a good job with Beau, your kid.
Isn't he the best?
So here's the thing. My nanny, who I met at Larson's Encino, she works at Larson's Encino also.
Yes.
But she's like, not like officially a manager, but she's like number one.
She's high up there.
She hired Beau, Megan's
my kid.
Son.
Yeah,
that's cute.
I have to tell you, they love him.
I heard this.
They love him. She told me today, she goes, he's doing so well. He's such a hard worker. He's so respectful. They said he's a little shy, but he's coming out of his shell.
He's a little shy.
But
yeah.
She said, you know what? Even all the kitchen staff love him because he speaks Spanish to them. And they find it so respectful.
Oh.
Rosetta Stone.
That was such a nice gift that you gave him.
Yes, I knew that was like Beau needs to learn to speak Spanish.
He loves that job so much. He wears a white Oxford shirt, black slacks, a little bow tie. Aww. He irons his clothes before he goes to work. He takes such pride in that job. He is so excited
it's
to
so
go
important.
There. He loves working at Larson's. Well, and he gets recognized.
Does he really?
He does.
Well, apparently,
yeah.
You're supposed to start off as a host, and you're host for a long time
Correct.
Before you then go to busser. Well, they fast-tracked him right
host
to busser.
Host to busser?
Yeah, uh-huh. He only hosted
that
for a couple
reverse.
Days. No, you make tips during being
no.
a busser.
She said he's making, do you know how much money he's making?
He told me.
Because he's making money.
He's making bank.
What's he doing with it all?
Saving it to move out.
Oh, that's the motivation.
He wants to get out.
Did you ever sell that minivan?
No, but I'm going to. I'm back on. I'm looking for a car again.
I didn't see
the BMW.
Your BMW.
Is it totaled?
Totaled.
No.
No.
But it's great news because the car had bad juju. Let's be honest. The car didn't have
the car or the driver.
Every car you've had has been a lemon.
You're
I don't
exact,
know what's going
we're,
on.
We're the same. I hit a Rolls Royce.
I don't know what it is.
In a parking lot, mind you. And my business manager was like, no, not again. And we're not going to go through insurance.
Something's
he got $47,000 for like a little fender on the,
oh, the
nothing.
Rolls Royce.
Like in a parking valet.
What was your deductible, do you know?
$5,000.
Shit. Wait, how did you hit a parked car?
We texting. Were shooting, and they were like, back up and just pull in. Like, back up, you know, 15 feet and pull in. As I'm backing up, I caught my blind spot, and it was like the owner of the Fairmont Hotel's car parked in front.
Of course
it was. I, of course,
was.
Run into it.
Yeah.
Guess I'm
so, wait,
hard.
You pulled in, and it wasn't good enough for them, so they made you do it again?
Yeah, back up.
Was Jen Green in the shot?
Oh, come on.
Because that's what they would do at my, when, yeah.
Megan, how did you total your car?
You
I don't
do
think
it.
We...
I did. I wasn't driving it. I had loaned it out.
Oh,
and
this that is per- that accident.
Yeah. So it came back where the insurance company was like, we're just going to total it. Which
so
is
what are you driving?
Good.
The That's minivan? Bad.
There's all these car deals right now. You need to
No, I've been
in.
Rotating through all the kids' cars and Ben's car.
There's all these good deals on like electric cars right now. Like you can get a Taycan for like
I know what
a
I want.
Quarter of the price.
Ooh. I know what I want. And it's not coming out till the end of January, beginning of February.
What is it?
The Lexus GX 550.
I knew you were going to say what? That.
It is.
Can I see it, Shane? We look it up.
Look up the black one.
Lexus?
Look up the black one.
Really?
It's just.
Lexus is a nice car. Oh, you're thinking not. If you're going to be single soon, though, is it a sexy car? Can I see it?
It's a badass car.
Is it a mom car, though?
It's not. It's kind of a dude car, but here's the thing.
Let me see it.
It's got the off-road capabilities, so when the big one hits, I can drive over broken down freeways and get out of here. Look at it. Look at the top right.
Look at that.
That's a big car, Megan.
But it's
I love a big
awesome.
Car. But
no, not Megan's not a very good driver.
Yes, I am. It's other people. I haven't crashed the car. People crash into me.
I don't know. That car seems too big.
I love it.
You're never going to find parking.
I love it. I love it. I love it.
It's like when I had.
Love it. Love it.
Is
when
it
I had
hybrid?
That Toyota Land Cruiser. Yeah. I had a Toyota Land Cruiser. I loved that car so much, but I got in 4 accidents because it was so big. And it was, again, parked cars.
Yeah,
it's that crash.
Yeah,
that's where
it gets
big.
You. Too big.
People crash into me or crash my car. I don't crash cars.
You're not a defensive driver. That's the problem.
It was parked. And she wasn't driving
In episode
it.
8, I talk about it.
Behind my back in your interview.
In my confessional.
Yes.
What about, like, the cute Bronco? You'd be so cute in a Bronco.
Okay, I don't know.
Oh, that's a sexy car.
That's a sexy car. I just rode in like a black one with like all black interior, big black wheels. It's like super sexy.
But is it a little midlife crisis? Is it a midlife crisis car for her?
It's lesbian.
It's not lesbian.
I'm putting it out there. Strike two.
Oh. Subaru. I think that's a Subaru.
So you might attract the wrong demo then.
If she's single in a Ford Bronco, people are going to.
Why am I single all of a sudden? All of a sudden I'm single.
I don't know why I keep thinking you're going to be single.
I don't know either.
Maybe I just want you to be single because I'm single.
Same.
Misery loves company.
I'm not miserable at all.
Nope.
That's the thing. It's fun.
You're having a good time.
Yeah.
No,
and that's why I think this could be your window. Like if now, because you look good. You know what I mean? Like
not going to last forever, Megan.
God.
Now might be the time. If you're thinking of. You know, switching things up. But you're on a mancation?
Yeah.
What's that about? Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. It was a rough month. You know, there was a lot of dating happening, a lot of saying yes when I should be saying no. You know.
Word.
It's just too much. It's too much. And then you're like, you're FaceTiming one and another one walks in and the third one's texting you were mean to me last night. And I'm this is all too much. Like, I need a break from
the hotation.
Yeah. It's overwhelming.
So is there anyone right now, anyone that you're kind of like casually dating? And are you still attracting the 20 and 30 year olds? Yes.
But look at her. Of course she is.
Yeah.
Of course.
I went out with a 45 year old.
Oh.
And a 42-year-old.
Oh.
Okay, there's... Okay.
That's age appropriate.
Young, but yeah,
it's
okay.
That's terrible.
Oh, you're telling her that's young? Have you ever gone out with a 45-year-old?
I try, but, you know...
Yeah. You attract what you attract.
It just
I know.
Is what it is.
Well,
I would love to attract someone with a yacht and a plane and a whole situation.
Yeah.
MILFs
and DILFs are really hot right now. Everybody wants a daddy.
It's a whole thing.
Which is great. It's a great time. That's why I'm thinking for you right now.
Why are you suddenly
I don't know.
Everyone loves
single.
A DILF.
I don't know, Megan. I could be intuition. It could be, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Are things good?
Yes.
Okay, never mind. Now, El Pollo Loco DM'd me.
Oh.
Shut up.
They're stalking me. Mm. They want to send me more gift cards.
Well, take them.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
BRC burritos.
So first they started following me on Instagram.
They're flirting with you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then,
they slid into your DMs.
They sure did. Yeah. And then now they're DMing me wanting to send me gift cards. I'm like, cool, great. Send me gift cards. I don't want to go to the one in, what is it? Tarzana?
No, can't.
Why?
Do that
Wasn't
one.
There one it's like so on slow. Sunset and like Crescent Heights?
There used to be, but now they
where
the McDonald's was. Where the
yes.
By the way, your new Lexus would have never made it through that drive-thru.
Nope.
Oh,
that was the worst
the
fucking
problem.
Drive-thru I have ever, ever been through. And I keep talking about it because I have PTSD about it.
Where was that one?
The Crescent Heights.
Crescent Heights and Sunset.
Never would have made it through there. I don't think any minivan would make it through that one.
I used to drive my Escalade through there.
Really?
How did you do that?
The roof?
You banged it
we
up.
Should explain. It was a tunnel that wrapped around.
Why would we explain?
Isn't everybody listening to this radio show in Los Angeles?
It was a narrow
radius.
Tunnel that wrapped around the restaurant. So it was very challenging.
Tiny.
But it was like inside some sort of building. Like you drove through
it
the building.
It wrapped around the other buildings. It was weird. Yeah.
I had the S-Class, which is a big car.
Yeah.
I had to keep like backing up, going forward, mm-hmm. backing forward, cause just to go around the corner.
The whole tunnel
the
was all
and
straight.
And I'm a pretty good driver, yeah. I think.
You should have just parked and walked in. Would have been much easier.
Oh, I did that once, Megan. And I never went through that drive-thru again.
What
ever.
Happened?
No, never.
Because it took me like 15 minutes to get through.
You got stuck in there.
Yes. How did you drive your Escalade through that?
I just, you hit the rims a couple times.
Yeah.
It just is what it is.
Yeah.
When you need a cheeseburger and a Diet Coke, you just suck it up.
Do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Especially you, because you hadn't eaten in 3 days.
Yeah, of course.
She was dizzy.
Yeah. Lightheaded.
Now, speaking of skinny, Chris Dillon X, I was so happy to see her.
She
at the Hollywood House Lift premiere party. I was probably one of my most exciting celebrity sightings.
That was my most favorite sighting.
That was like me with Amanda Kantz. I was like, you're here. And she's like, you're here. But Chris Dillon X looked really hot that night.
Really good.
He really brought his A game.
I mean, first I was like, it was weird. Okay. Because I'm like, oh, there's Tracy. And then I saw you. And I'm like, wait a minute. I just saw Tracy a second ago. It was like the parent trap.
They put the pictures together, the parents.
And I've taken like a break from him, and I feel like a severe sense of withdrawals. Aww. Like I haven't seen him in 2 weeks.
That's a good picture of you all.
Why are you taking a break from Chris Dillon X?
Because I was like giving him some like holiday time off.
You know, he doesn't want to be away from you ever.
I actually am really upset about it. Like I need him back. I miss him desperately.
Is she not in town?
No, he's in town. He's working full time. Like when he's not doing me, he's doing 800 other people.
Oh, I see.
Which makes me nervous.
How are your relationships with your East Coast gays versus your West Coast
gays? They get a little competitive. They do. The West Coast gays are a little calmer because they have me more full time.
Of course.
But
when I
go East Coast, then they get a sense of control and they feel very full of themselves. They're quite funny though, the East Coast gays. They're smart.
Is that
too.
Where you stole the Range Rover?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Mm.
That was an accident, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't really
accidentally stole it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That happens.
They're all the same.
Yeah. It happens a lot at valets, I've noticed. I look at my, because everybody has a black
That's
Range
happened,
Rover.
That's happened,
right? I look at my license plate now.
Makes sense.
Yep.
And Jameson has a red bow to look at.
See?
Yeah.
I've never gotten in the wrong car.
Although I might have to sell it, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
So we have a little bit of an emergency over at Jeff Lewis Design. So I set up a wire transfer, which took most of the money out of my business account and put it in my personal account. So we set up the wire and the money left my account on Tuesday. But we don't know where the money went because it didn't make it to my personal account.
Oh, no. God.
So we're trying to track the money down. So after this, I have to go to B of A, and then they'll be like, the money was sent. And then I have to go to Wells Fargo and be like, we haven't received the money, so we have to figure it out. But Shane was like, can I give these checks? Because I've got all these contractors calling me because we're under construction on two houses. And Shane's like, hey, can I let Eric know that his check's ready? I'm like, no, we're Paul. I said, I have no money. I'm broke. I said, I'm going to be moving in, no offense, a studio apartment, like really soon.
Yeah, same.
Unless we find my money.
Find the money.
It's all
no
shit.
Why do you have to go into the bank?
Because we called and they said that it would hit today at 4:16 a.m. That was what they
First
told
of all,
me.
It should have been immediate. It was a wire. It should have left my account on Tuesday and made it to the other account
on
Tuesday.
Not, it's
Today's
not like
Thursday.
It's, yeah,
it's gone.
You're
That's
wire
stressful.
Transferring from Tanzania. Or
it's in
Tasmania,
the air.
Whatever the hell.
God, it's in the air. Yeah. I don't know where it is.
It's in the air.
And so I said, Monroe came down, Daddy, why didn't you wake me up today? I'm like, Daddy's having a little bit of an emergency. And she's like, what's going on? And I said, well, let me explain it
We've
to you.
We've lost all our money.
I had to tell her we were poor.
Oh, no.
The hardest conversation you'll ever have.
By the way, I said that to my daughter the other day after we got the Amex bill. Yeah. I was like, here's the thing. We got to reel it back on the horses. We got to tighten up the, it's tough.
Tighten the reins and tighten the reins.
Yeah.
So relatable.
It's tough in Beverly Hills.
Yes. How do you cut back? What do you say? The horses. What do you mean reel back on the horses?
Well, these horses are expensive. Like, it's not so much like what you pay to purchase the horse. It's the freaking monthly board, feed, training, horse
shows. But you have
to
feed them.
It could be like.
The clothes.
Babe, it's like 20 to 30 grand a month.
Oh.
It's more than my mortgage.
Is that what Sutton is spending?
Oh, she's extra. I mean, I'm sure she's like.
So, but how do you cut back on the horses? Because you still
spending that.
But you still have to pay for the room and board and the food.
Yeah, well, that's the showing is expensive. The training is expensive, and then
so there's no showing and training
right now. They get more injections than we do. Just so we're clear. Wow.
I don't know about that. It's a close. It's a pretty close race.
I mean, they get stem cell injections. It's wild. Anyway,
the horses.
Yeah.
Why?
for their backs, and I mean,
their joints are very tender.
Their upkeep is insane.
By the way, we're jumping all around. We'll talk about my filing BK in a second, but Tracy Tudor, I was looking at her this morning. I'm like, why do you fucking look so good? Why does your skin look so good? You did stem cells in your face. And I remember you talked about it last time, but now I can really tell.
Yeah. So
I think it took 5 years off of you.
Caroline Stanberry introduced me to Dr. Orion.
You write that down.
Yeah, please. I was just going to say, write that down.
Somebody write that down.
Yeah.
Oscar.
And he does all the Kardashians and stuff. He's pretty big deal. He's really expensive.
I want stem cells in my face.
Stem cells.
Yeah, your
it's like a proprietary filler with stem cells. So like, and he just goes to town. Like, you have no control. He's measuring things and like.
That's like Nurse Jamie.
Kind of like Nurse Jamie, but like 10 times the price. But I also think 10 times the result.
That girl's not cheap.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
No, Simon's incredible.
But I can't do any injections until I find my money.
Not yet.
Like, you sit down in, like, the room by the time you wait an hour and a half to get in there, and then he brings you a coffee with your face imprinted in the coffee, like you guys had your macchiato today in the tree. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like, you guys had your coffee today, and you know how in the foam there's, like, the picture of the little tree?
Oh, yes.
They put your face
They put your face in it.
That's worth
the
every
coffee.
Penny.
And then they're like, you know, would you like a salad? Here's the menu while you're waiting.
So it's like a $30,000 lunch.
Essentially.
That's like when I went to mediation. Remember, that was like a $12,000 lunch.
That was a great lunch.
It was so good, though. They had a buffet, and they, they were serving food all day. Mm-hmm.
But I have to tell you, he's very good. I definitely recommend him for like all those ladies out there that don't want to do plastic surgery or whatever. And you just, whatever he is doing over there, he's a miracle. Him and Dr. Lancer.
So Gage's attorneys are going to be real bummed when they find out I'm broke.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, maybe you guys can find the money.
This is actually a great time to send all the financials. Accounts are empty. Sorry.
Yeah. January 1st. Just want to send you my monthly, you know.
So I forgot to tell you, after I told Monroe that we were poor, I said to her, she was like looking at me, and I said, okay, let me just explain. I said, you know how you have your ATM bank? And she's like, yeah. I said, imagine if you walked in there this morning and there was no money in the bank. And she's like looking at me, because she has $105 in there because we counted it. I said, that's what happened to Daddy. I said, there's no money in the bank. It's gone. And so I have to find it. And that's why I couldn't wake up this morning, because I don't know where it is. And I have to locate it. So I'm a little stressed this morning. And she's like, okay. We have to look into public schools, by the way.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Were you?
What?
I don't know.
I mean, I can't afford to pay her tuition.
We have to move.
Yep.
I mean, I might have to tell Scarlett we're reeling back too. No more Marlboro. We're sending her to Beverly Hills High. Life is expensive.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Beverly Hills High is a nice school, though.
We have to cut the dog walker.
Though. No.
Yeah, I had to cut the dog walker. No more Carlos Diaz coming to wash my car.
Who's going to wash it?
I don't know. I'm just not going to wash it. That's it.
Oh, my God. Now, so we think we have problems, which we do. Our problems are much bigger than these, but this poor woman. She died, right?
She died, girl.
What happened?
Well, here's the thing. It's a very strange story. She was on a jet ski with her husband, right? And he was going pretty fast. And he fell off. And she fell off, sorry. And she fell into the water, and he accelerated away. And then she sustained which is called something, a hydraulic injury in her vagina. So she had a genital rupture from a hydraulic injury.
The hydraulic meaning like water shot up her vagina?
Yes. And she died.
Broke.
She died, girl.
Right, Monica. Mm.
I don't understand why she died, though.
She bled out.
She bled?
Mm-hmm.
Are you certain about this?
Yeah. Yeah, vaginal bleeding.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Those jet skis are crazy. Like, some of those people drive nuts. Like, you should not, like... Mm-hmm. I went on it once. No more G-strings for me.
They're very dangerous.
They are dangerous.
You could really,
I guess I would get like a hydraulic vaginal rupture, but how it kills you is escapes me. Like,
that
where,
is a freak
where
accident.
Is this accident happening?
This is in Russia.
Yeah, but people have died before, because I think when you dive, I've heard like if you dive, there's a guy actually that, and I don't think it's an urban legend, but he jumped off a cliff, but when he jumped into the water, he went butt first.
Oh, and it went up his
And he also had ruptured.
Yeah.
So I think when you're on like you're diving or water slides
any kind
or
of,
you have to cross, you're not used to this, but you have to cross your legs. I think. And you have to wear some sort of shorts.
Yeah,
or
like Spanx, maybe? Like, maybe
I think it shoots through.
Except there's a hole in the vaginal region in the Spanx, so the water would shoot up.
Yeah,
so.
This guy, he ruptured his large intestine when he jumped into the water butt first.
Yeah.
That is so weird.
I'm going to start wearing a cup, I think, when I swim.
Yeah. It's a freak accident.
I don't
not
feel
sure
like you're much
is...
of a jumper anyway. You're
especially
more
not
of
in
a
the ocean.
Put your toe in kind of guy.
Not with my back.
All his surgeries.
Yeah.
Yeah. The impact of the fall created a water hammer effect, which occurs when a fluid in motion stops or is forced to change direction suddenly, causing her to suffer a genital rupture.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Water hammer. That
sounds
painful.
Water hammer.
Mm-hmm.
You should probably be careful on those smart toilets, too. I mean, that's like a water hammer.
I mean, I pulsed that thing and...
I don't like the pulse.
Also in the shower?
It hurts.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
I don't
you
like...
You might rupture your...
You're right. It's... Sometimes if the pressure's up too high...
You got to be careful. It hurts.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's a mistake.
Tracy can handle it.
No,
yeah.
I've done that a couple times with mine.
You have to lower it like low. Unless
maybe
you have
a
high tolerance. I don't know.
Oh, I'm like, what's wrong with my vagina?
I'd still rather have a genital rupture than be Paul. I hope they find my money.
Yeah.
They need to find your money.
True. Did you double check
the
routing and everything? Or is it the right information?
We've called both banks.
But is it the right information?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know where it is.
It'll show up.
It will.
It was a holiday.
Do you think poor Monroe's at school today being like, guys, this is my last day. Be nice to me when you see me at Ralph's.
Ralph's? Ah,
oh,
we can't afford
oh,
Ralph's.
No.
Where do we shop?
Grocery outlet, Bargain Market.
Where's that?
Santa Monica.
Dollar store?
Is there parking?
Dollar store
do they
right
have food
here.
There?
Who cares?
Costco.
You have to walk.
Yeah.
Take the bus.
The scooter.
Thanks for listening. If you want more of this, listen to Jeff Lewis Live every weekday on SiriusXM, as well as the Jeff Lewis channel exclusively on the SiriusXM app.